The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. And this is from Isaiah. We'll start here. "Is it too little, says the Lord, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel? I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." So Isaiah is writing this. It's chapter 49. So we know that the chapter tells us that they are already in captivity in Babylon. And he says, "You're not just a servant. I need you to be more than that. You're going to be a light to the nations." He's writing this when they're slaves. Isn't that strange? How more bleak can it get? So we are not called to do only what is expected of us. We're not called to be that. Like, what is expected? Avoid grave sin, say some prayers, and go to Mass. And we would be unworthy servants if we only did that. If we only did our duty. Luke 17:10. So we can maintain this parish and bring the gospel to this corner of the world, which is what we're called to do. I'll say it again. He says, "I will make you a light to the nations." God does not call us to relax in some generic green pasture of the boredom of the world. "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose." It's just like, no, that's not the pasture, the green pasture of God, of contentment and getting what I want. That's not what the psalm means. The psalm brings us into the rest and the peace of God. This parish is an oasis of light. We have the Eucharist. We have Our Lady. We have the apostles. We have the saints. We have the faith that is passed down to us over the centuries from those apostles. God does not need us to be God. Yet God made us out of love to live in this moment in time. This moment in time. God chose us for more, to bear fruit now. John 15:16. "It was not you who chose me, it was I who chose you to go and bear fruit." And then the psalm is, "Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will." It's not about our will. The focus is God's providential will and one's submission to it. That is, one's willingness to be his servant. To be the servant of God and to go for more of what God wants. To be open to the more of what Jesus wants of us. Because yes, we are here. We are the faithful. And the Eucharist feeds us and nourishes us to do the will of God and to witness to that life and then to bring that to others. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Can we say this? And then John says, "Now I have seen, I have testified that he is the Son of God." Who is Christ to you? We must be able to say why we believe. Do you have that in your pocket? Can you pull that out and just say, I got a two minute, why you believe? We are called to live in this present moment in time, in history. It's not an accident. It's not a chance. The angel speaking to Mary is not an accident, was not a chance. And God speaking to us in the power of the Holy Spirit through the sacraments and the life of prayer is not an accident. It's not a chance. It's like, this is when we were born. This is what it is. And there's never going to be another one of you ever. And you're made for right now. I mean, right now. I know this is tough for some people. Because some of you want to saddle up and get on the Chisholm Trail 1870. I know some of you, right? It's out there. Okay. Some of you want to go back to Mexico and be a Cristero with revolvers, you know, and ready to go. I know who you are. Right. Some of you want to come across the prairie in a covered wagon. I think that romance would wear off about 15 minutes. Right. All right. Somebody used to think that, you know, in the seminary, well, then, man, you want to live in the 1950s. No. I would like to live in the 1250s. But then there was no penicillin, and I would be dead at the age of 10 or something. Here we are, we're living in this moment in time, right now. And we need to own that faith, live that faith, let it penetrate deeper so that we can give testimony and give witness to that in the world. That is what God is calling us to do. That is what it means to sing, "Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will," and to be a light to the nations, which this parish is. It is a light. And there'd be less light without it. And we're called to be the oasis of light here, living that faith in peace with God and each other.